The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's not too late. We can see freedom saved. We can see peace secured. But we have to come out from undercover. We have to get the light on the lampstand. We have to stand like a family, like a mighty army of overcomers, more than conquerors.
Join James and Betty as they encourage unity among believers and standing for biblical principles. Next on Life Today.
You know, I want to spend this time just sharing with you what Betty and I are doing at this point in our lives after being married over 60 years and being over 60 years in public ministry. And we've just had, even during the course of this taping, we've had another great grandbaby. And so that's, we will have 30 grandchildren by the next few months. That's 11 grands and 19 greats. That's a lot of them.
It's a lot.
And they're beautiful. And we just thank God. It's so amazing, Betty, to think that a fatherless boy, the product of a forced sexual relationship, imposed on a 40-year-old home nurse, and the doctor refusing to abort me, would give a boy that never had a chance, never had a house that faced a street, lived in shacks, lived in on dumps, totally poor, so shy, hard for people to believe that. But for God to have worked in my life and changed my life to where I come to the sweetest little church girl and you tell me my testimony and my relationship with Jesus did what to you?
It changed my life. Even though I was in church all of my life, Mother saw to that of the four children. She did her best to guide us in God's way. And I'm so thankful for that. But I missed something, you know? And that was a personal relationship with Jesus. And when God sent James into my life, like you said, you were the most unlikely person anybody would have thought God would choose to do what He called you to do, and that was to minister and to tell God's love and His truth and to tell Him about Jesus. But God can do some wonderful things. And I feel like just as much as what He's done for you, He did so much for me. I came to know Him in a personal way because of your personal relationship with Him, and it changed my life forever. And I walk in a different way, full of His love, full of His grace, I hope, every day, full of forgiveness, knowing that He loves me so deeply. And He blessed us with such a beautiful family, 3 children, 11 grandchildren, and like James has already said, so many great-grandchildren. God has been so good. But, you know, James, that doesn't mean we avoid the trials in life. We've had some heartaches. We've had some challenges. But every day, if we allow Him to go before us, He will pick us up when we fall. He will stand us strong again, even though we feel like, God, I've done so many bad things. But God forgives us because He created us. He made us all in His image. And He wants us to walk in His light, His truth, and His love, and in His forgiveness.
Well, what we're doing now with this beautiful family we have, and, you know, we could sort of sit down and say, well, we've done what God wanted us to do all over the world, and we have. But what we're doing right now is I'm focusing my time in much prayer, as is Betty, and I'm speaking to leaders in all the communities in this nation, one-on-one, many times conference calls, on the phone primarily. I'm not becoming the center of attention in the speaking situation. I'm pointing to the center of attention, Jesus, and I'm pointing at Him through many different people who are so gifted, gifted in ways far beyond any of the ways I'm gifted. And I'm pointing at Him in them so you'll listen to Him. Because a lot of times people don't pay attention to certain people unless certain things bring attention to them. So I'm trying to do that. When Jay Richards and I wrote Fight the Good Fight, we wrote this to show you the principles that are essential to us preserving freedom here in this country and around the world. If we don't restore the principles that are covered in this book, the principles that moved our founders, now I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that these men laid everything down, period, everything, to birth this nation built on principles that are unshakable. Definitely biblical, definitely God's will. They are proven irrefutably in history. If they're in place, benefit. Not in place, catastrophic consequences. We have them totally cast aside. We have given education to the enemy, the deceiver. We have given entertainment to him. We have given much of business to him. We have given much of politics to him, of government. We have turned it over to the deceiver, who destroys. He divides, he defeats, divides, and destroys. And that's what's happening to us. The only hope is to return to God. And when you return to God, you return to God's principles. You return to the principles that Jesus showed us how effectively they work. And history has revealed it. And this nation proved it, that when those principles are in play and in place, the benefits are indescribable. As a matter of fact, they're so great, they're so amazing, that it's very easy to fall in love with them and make an idol out of them. That's why God warned continually, even when the people went into the Promised Land, you've got to be very, very careful. You have to keep him first. Well, Betty and I are spending a tremendous amount of time asking God to give us the opportunity and to help us show people how all people of different races, of different denominations, of different parties, can come together in a supernatural unity that was essential to birth this nation. And we're going to have a return to it to save the nation and to save the future of freedom. There is simply no substitute for that. I'm asking you, please, get the book, Fight the Good Fight. The principles in here must be restored, absolutely. And you can't check out of choosing leaders and leave it up to people who don't understand the importance of the principles shared here. The principles that our founders understood, the principles that have made us great throughout history, the principles that when we go away from them, everything falls apart in almost every area. When we return to them, we can rebuild the stability and the security and the peace that we're longing for. Now, the stage is set for that return. We're going to have to make a great decision this year. Now, I made a decision 4 years ago to help someone I didn't even want to meet, much less help. But Mike Huckabee, his wife Janet, stronger even than Mike. You need to know Janet. Maybe you see the two of them real clearly in their daughter, Sarah. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful example of strength and leadership. Maybe someday she'll be our national leader. But Ben Carson also, he got me to spend time with Mr. Trump. I didn't want to. I wasn't excited at all about his lifestyle. I heard that he was open to some things changing. Well, Ben Carson talked him into talking to me. I know it shocked everybody, Betty, when I flew to New York, sat down what I thought would be a 10-minute meeting, because he told Ben he didn't meet. Ben said, you got to meet with James at least an hour, or I won't endorse him. But I figured it'd be 10 or 15 minutes. It was an hour and a half, and it was amazing. Now, let me just say this to you. I still think Mr. Trump has many areas of adjustment to make, many things that are unnecessary and actually set him back. It's just kind of his New York way. But he's been very teachable. Let me say this to you. For 6 years, I was able to talk to him anytime. I could call him. He would answer. If he wasn't speaking, he would answer. He would have me address the cabinet, transition team, business leaders, political leaders, whoever's in the room, or he would just talk to me. He never pushed back. He never treated me with disrespect. He always listened. Did he always agree with me? Not necessarily. He would say, I don't know about that. And I would say, I understand. But I want you to really consider it heavily. He always did. I watched him make decisions that amazed everybody. And the benefit of those decisions was very positive. Now, I'm just telling you that because I will talk to any person about the wisdom of God, the truth of God, the Word of God, the greatness of the principles of our founders that made the nation great and gave us a foundation to build on. I will talk about the things that must be restored, that must be in place. I've always done that. Betty, I was doing this in the late 70s when God led me to meet with Ronald Reagan. And that was a situation where Billy Graham prayed that meeting into place along with Bill Bright, another man named Adrian Rogers, and another man named Charles Stanley, and Pat Robertson, Robertson up in Virginia. All of them convinced me that I needed to get with Reagan. Well, that miracle occurred, and actually occurred because of one of my staff members' mother. One of my vice president is named Bruce Jacobson. His mother, Pat Jacobson, was the one that basically got me an opportunity to share with Reagan the concerns for the nation and what could happen. And we put a meeting together called the National Affairs Briefing, where he came in the meeting and said, I know you can't endorse me, but I'm just telling you that because I endorse you. And what he endorsed the conservative Christians and leaders and business people that came to fill the Coliseum. And it just blew everybody's mind. But the fact was, Mr. Reagan wanted to learn, and we were able to put him together with some people. I'm simply telling you that as a result of prayer, now think about all those great preachers I just mentioned that prayed the possibility of a California governor who had been an actor, who wasn't even going to run, and he did, and then he said, I endorse you. Think about the miracle of all of that. It was a miracle. But we were a part of it. It was God did this. If we hadn't had Mr. Reagan, the Soviet Union would not have collapsed. And God allowed us to have the privilege of putting with General Daniel Graham, who basically knew what was happening militarily and knew how to deal with the Soviet Union and did it supernaturally, miraculously. All of this happened as a result of prayer. Here's the thing I'm saying to you right now. We have got to go back to the principles of our founders that made us great. That is what this book is about. That is why I launched the website called The Stream, so you could hear the brightest, smartest, highest educated people on the planet every day online. You can read it, stream.org. Make it your homepage. Listen to these brilliant people from all diverse areas, theologically, denominationally, sectarian, partisanship, educationally, all of it, but principled. Rock solid, unshakable principles, sharing the wisdom of God, not the brilliance of man. That's what we're seeking to do. And we want everybody to hear him, to hear his mind, his will, his word, his truth, his principles. So what I'm doing with the help of people like you who want us to return to principles, return to what the founders understood as imperatively important, that you cannot take these foundation stones away and expect family to stand, marriage to stand, business to stand, entertainment to stand, sports to stand. Nothing stands with these principles not in place. So read them and support them. We have got to put in leadership people who understand the importance, the imperative of putting leaders back in place who will stand on, build on, defend those principles. We've got to do it. Betty, you are in touch. You watch what happens. You pray. I've never seen anybody more focused. Why are you so consumed about what has to happen this year? And I know you see it as basically a massive change that must take place.
You know, James, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I thought some people are maybe sitting out there and saying, uh-oh, you're getting into politics. No, it's not politics. It's about caring what's going on in this world. Did God say, you know, you hear a lot about influencers now. I think God wants us to be influencers for him. And he says, go tell James. That's what you have been doing when you meet with these different people. You're going to tell about God's love, God's truth, God's word, and to be a representation of what is truth and life in God's through God's word. So no, it's not politics. It's caring about what's going on. We live in this world. It's an imperfect world, and we must be an influence for the best better. And I feel like that's what you were sharing about, being an influencer for the better of what God wants.
Well, it is involved in the political process of choosing leaders wisely. And those leaders need to be principled.
Yes.
And that's why we're trying to share the principles very clearly. That's what the stream will be seeking to do every day from very diverse individuals. It's not pro-partisan, not pro-party, is not pro-individual. It is pro-principles to all individuals, to all parties, to all people. And we, the church of all people, need to be in play choosing, selecting leaders. We have been commissioned by God to choose the best leaders. God calls and chooses the best leaders. He points them out. He points who to follow by the principles that guide their lives. And we've got to put those kind of people in place or we're going to lose freedom. The deceiver divides and destroys. He is the father of lies and murder. Yeah. That's what he is. And he is controlling much, too much, and the majority of leadership in place right now, sadly, in Washington, in our government. It's heartbreaking. Every one of us who know there is truth that sets us free need to return to that truth and to those principles. Father, our nation needs to repent and return to you and your principles and your truth, and to what our founders magnificently understood and gave us. Now, Lord, please restore our land, heal our land, give us a miracle, a transformation of our nation and our national leadership. Get the church to come out from undercover, to put the light of their love and their principled lives and their beliefs up on the lampstand. Lord, help them to be strong and courageous, to drive the wolves away from the sheepfolds and away from the sheep, to drive the briars and the thorns away from the fertile fields of opportunity. God in heaven, please, please raise up your people to take a stand for your truth fearlessly, faithfully. In Jesus' name I pray. It's not too late. We can see freedom saved. We can see peace secured. But we have to come out from undercover. We have to get the light on the lampstand. We have to stand like a family, like a mighty armor, a mighty army of overcomers, more than conquerors. Please do it. Please do it. God, raise them up in Jesus' name. I know all of you know. We notice the least of these. We notice the overlooked. We give water and food to those who need it. We rescue the perishing, care for the dying, share Jesus with him. But we share it not just in word, we share it in action. Water for Life is one of the most beautiful outreaches of our entire ministry. Would you help us complete drilling 350 more water wells and be the miracle in someone's home area, their village, their community? Please, watch right now and listen and respond as God directs you to be the miracle many people desperately need. Please do it.
You know, when we come into a place like this, our first reaction as a television crew is to say, don't drink that, you know? But they drank it yesterday, they're gonna drink it tomorrow. They'll drink it for the rest of their lives if they have no other choice. It's contaminated, there's bacteria in there you can't even see. There's creatures that we can see, moss, oily kind of look. This water is death. There's no other way to say it. This water is death. And we know that because we've talked to so many mothers who have lost children. I want you to hear the story of Piscasi, one mother who has faced so much difficulty. And keep in mind, it represents the stories of many mothers across the world who face a similar situation. It means much for you to share your story with me today.
yahishira umushatsi akazatura amanga ati ndahereza mu bitaro nkagenda mu bitaro by'ikanyinya nandiruka nyine biranka ndamuzana ndamushikana muhira haheze imisi acafa.
My heart is broken, like I know yours is, when you hear Pascasi's story. But I have to tell you that this isn't an isolated story. There are so many mothers who are hurting, who are concerned for their children. We have a solution. The question is, what will we do?
Father, I join Randy in prayer. We need a miracle. They need a miracle. We can provide it. Would you please ask God what He wants you to do? We're going to drill the 350 wells and complete now that total opportunity where we found the locations where they need them, just like what you were looking at. And we'll be able to say, yes, the well is coming, but we need your help, because each well averages $4,800. So we're asking you, if you can give a well, do it, please. Father, please help everyone who can do it. If you could give toward a well, $1,200, and pray three people join you, we've got it. So if you can do that, do it. But please remember, $48 gives 10 people basically water the rest of their life. $144 gives 30 people. Whatever you can do, it's life to the people you're giving water to. It's a miracle, and all of those people will come to know that it is because of the water of life, it's Jesus, that that water is coming to them. Would you please right now, would you just get up and go get your bank card and use it like a check? Please call the number where people are calling always, every day, for prayer and for help, many to give their life to Christ. But would you call that number? Take that bank card, make the best gift you can, or go online and make the gift. Could you give a well, a part of a well? Could you give water to 10, to 30? We have some beautiful gifts, beautiful devotional guide to send you. We have the mugs that are so beautiful that I think you'll really, really enjoy, with the scriptures on it. And I think that that will be a blessing to you. Please, right now, go to the phone or go online and give the greatest gift. Make a gift of life. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, now in its 25th year, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families, before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Word for My Day devotional set. These 4 seasonal devotionals each contain a daily reading, an encouraging verse, and a thought to ponder for each day of the year. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the His Word is Life tumbler set. These 2 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with a scripture, will inspire you throughout the day and help keep your drinks well insulated while at home or on the go. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our beautiful bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm at a stream here in South Sudan where most of the day we have been talking to mothers and watching mothers and children come to fill their water buckets to take back to their village. We've spoken to 2 women specifically about the loss of their children. Both of them had lost children. One of them had lost 2. And the fact is that if you talk to them, in their mind, this is good water. But we know it's not the clear water that you see, that you think that you see. It's the poisons in the water that will kill somebody. It's the parasites, the bacterias. And this water is what's killed their children. And we need your help in order to make a difference in their lives. Would you go right now? Whatever way you give, whether it be by phone or by online or by mail, would you make your very best gift right now to help us to bring water for life to a village like this so that we can assure that their children will not suffer from waterborne illness anymore?
Well, I pray to God that you helped us give life. And I hope you won't go away saying, well, James just went political. No, I went principled all the way to action, which means you affect everything on the planet, including the political leadership and the political policies and practices. They must be principled. That's absolute. You build the house on a solid foundation or the house crumbles. It falls when it's built on sand. You got to build it on a solid rock, the rock of God's truth and God's principles. Let's do it. Let's get active. Let's be a light that cannot and will not be hidden. God bless you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing life.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
When the Holy Spirit came into my life, the drugs, the sex, the alcohol, all of those things were no longer satisfying. It was like a switch that clicked.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.